Hey, Baroque, I watched this really great documentary about beavers today. I was thinking you'd probably like it.
Really?
Yeah, it was the best damn show I've seen all day.
Realize I used that one on this show before.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Fire Team Dad Tales Podcast, episode 109. It's that time of the night on the day that we record, and here we are. I'm your host, JC Jesse. Yeah. With me tonight, here from his move, he's all set up. We've had it's been like 2 weeks now without it. Well, technically, it's like 3 weeks.
Feels like forever.
It feels. Yeah, I know. This feels like the first time, honestly.
I had the short van one.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I had no service.
And then last week, you know, you didn't realize you were on Central Time and messaged me an hour into the show. Hey, are we recording tonight? You didn't have any ear equipment or anything. Anyway.
No.
Boost KDV is back with us, coming to us from Texas somewhere.
Live from Texas.
New Jersey to Texas.
That's right.
That's not got to be weird.
A little bit. It's not as weird as you might think.
So can you finally pump your own gas now?
Oh, yeah. Like, how's that?
Yes.
Yeah?
I love pumping my own gas. I love it, yeah.
Yeah. You know what we call that everywhere else in the world?
Normal?
Yeah. Just fucking normal. Putting gas.
Who's the other place? The other state that can't pump their gas is Jersey and
Oregon. I think Oregon.
Is it Oregon?
Oregon. Yeah. For some reason.
All right.
What's nice down here is the gas pumps have TVs, so you can watch TV. Like the sports, they have sports, weather. While you're pumping your own gas,
they have them. That's here crazy. Too. That's not weird.
Yeah.
Oh. Here they have them, but they just play ads.
You think you're special?
They're like, go buy some gum.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, hey, that's a good idea.
You're pumping your gas. Go check out the coffee inside. It's really tasty.
Save $40 off a set of 4 Michelin tires right now.
We're trying to get used to, you know, like the, like what's good food and, you know, like places to go. We went to the Frisco Athletic Center today. We joined. It's like a. There's two floors of a gym, and then there's an outdoor water park and an indoor water park for $70 a month for the whole family.
That's pretty good.
Wow, that's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. So we joined that.
Well, I'm glad everything's going good and the family is doing well. You're all safe.
You know, I've been to a lot of concerts.
Yeah.
And I've heard 311 say before that a bunch of the bands have said, you know, the only really real way to make money in the music business these days is to tour. That's why every year summer they have their summer tour, and in the fall they go on a fall tour, because that's the only way they can make money. Because fun fact, for every $1,000 of music sold, the average musician only makes $23.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, that's why there's, you know, it's a big world out there, though. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, again, especially
it's not like it used to be. That's for sure.
No, well, and I think a lot to do with it, like with the iTunes and you know.
I don't know, man. The history of music has been artists getting ripped off, so I think that that is how it always has.
It's
been.
It's part for the course. Yeah. It's like I was talking to Dan about, you know, Spotify, and he's like, yeah, no, nobody gets anything from Spotify. We also have with us Baroque Reaper. What's up, Baroque? How are you?
I'm doing good.
Coming off your big news from last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, congratulations, man.
Yeah. No, my wife started adding up, like, all right, for everything I want to get for the baby, it's going to cost us this much money. And it's like, I don't want to think of it like that yet. She's like, it's going to be like $800. I'm just like, yeah, that's not what I want to hear.
No.
But I also learned an important lesson this week.
Yeah, what's that?
be careful when you're listening to those motivational CDs while in the car.
Yeah, what's
that? It kept just saying, you know, go the extra mile. Next thing you know, I'm four cities away and lost.
I can't help it. I can't help it. It's not a funny joke, but Baroque, your face is stuck like this on my screen. I've been dying for. I can't.
Special guests, don't feel bad for not laughing. We don't laugh at them either.
You suck. It's okay. You know, my wife told me not to kill a spider, but take it out instead.
Oh yeah.
Took it. So we went out to dinner and I had a few drinks. Really nice guy. Wants to be a web designer.
We also have with us Stu Gatso. What's up, Stu?
What's going on, guys?
Oh boy.
I have been taking a lot of naps this weekend.
Yeah.
It has been a busy, busy weekend, boys. Keeping my daughter entertained has been a lot of fun, but it has been so goddamn hot. I don't know. That's all I got. Yeah, it has been so goddamn hot. There's no how hot has it been.
I thought it was how hot.
Oh.
How hot.
It's been so hot that when I cut the grass today, I melted. That's how hot it was. Felt like I'm going to have to convert this for American audiences, but it felt like 41 degrees Celsius today.
Ooh.
Well, that's a lot.
Is that about 80?
Oh, that's way higher than 80.
I think it's like 100 and something.
Yeah. It is 106. So
was it really 106, or was that like humidity?
No, that's with the humidity.
Right. Oh, okay.
Without the humidity, it was still like,
because like 106 down here is like, yeah, oh, that's a nice day.
Yeah, no, but this was still like 36 degrees.
106 in Philadelphia, and I'm hating life. Like, it was hot as shit outside today when I was mowing my grass. Yeah, it was pretty hot out there.
Oh, but it was a nice weekend. We took my daughter downtown on Saturday, actually, so it wasn't that bad on Saturday. It was still a really nice day, but it was nice to walk around with her down there, took her to the aquarium, went out for lunch and stuff. It was a really good weekend.
That's lovely.
It sounds like a lovely weekend. We haven't gone anywhere in so long, so even just to get out in our own city was nice.
Well, there you go. We also have a special guest with us this weekend, and that is one Jake Myler, Mr. At Lay's Summerstone. How's it going, Jake? Thanks for coming on, man.
Hey, guys. Yeah, thanks for having me on here. This is really great. And you know what? Sorry for not laughing earlier at your dad jokes, but I might have been on mute.
Yeah.
I was dying, though.
It's okay.
No, we all die a little bit, too.
Yeah, I've died a little bit for the past 109 episodes.
It was epically dad. It was epically dad.
Yeah, yeah. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. What?
I was just going to say, how was your weekend?
I've been taking classes recently, so I've been busy doing that stuff, which is not very exciting news. but then also, like, of course, I've been really stuck in this whole solstice thing.
Oh yeah,
I'm sure a lot of people have been
absolutely
toiling away.
Absolutely. When you say classes, are you taking, like, I think I saw like on Twitter, are you taking art classes to learn different styles, or is this something?
Yeah, it's just kind of spur of the moment thing, and I'm taking like an intensive drawing class. It is taught by the director of the animation Voltron, you know, the new Voltron.
No way. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So it's like the director and like storyboard artist, I think he is as well. And yeah, but he's difficult. these homework assignments are kicking my ass, but like it's really good because like it's kind of forcing me to draw things that I wouldn't want to ordinarily draw. Usually I just draw whatever's easiest for me, but it's like, no, you must draw all the like all the bone structure and then all the muscle layers going on top of the bones and then like, you know, 50 different expressions, and it's just like these pretty intense.
That's pretty cool.
Drawing assignments.
Yeah. I've only watched a couple episodes of the new Voltron. It's something that I want to get in, because it was definitely one of my favorites when I was a kid, and I think I speak for everybody here that we're all Voltron fans.
Well, I actually haven't watched it at all.
Oh, okay.
But I knew that this guy's a pretty good artist.
for anybody who doesn't know who you are, in the Destiny community, you're probably most well known for your Watermelon Exo cartoon.
Yeah.
And I think it was probably like, it was early on last year that I started like seeing your stuff pop up, I think.
Right.
And I remember seeing you at the D2 reveal.
And oh, okay.
You stuck out in a crowd because was your hair
was it
pink or green?
It was bright green.
Okay, yeah, it was bright green, and then you had a shirt that had Watermelon Exo heads all over it, and right. I wanted to make my way over to introduce myself, but like the day was just, I mean, you know what it was like. It was so busy.
Oh yeah, it was just craziness.
It was nuts, but. But yeah, that's where I kind of like I first started seeing your stuff, and then I'd wanted to get you on here for like a long time, and then I think like we both started kind of like mutually following each other on Twitter, and it's just a really weird thing to kind of like out of the blue say something like, "Hey, I have a podcast. Do you want to come on it?" type of thing. And then it was that night when we were playing with Xanafan. And Nikki, I think I kind of threw it out there that I wanted to ask you, but then you had been on Bads. I was like, you needed like a cool off period, like a podcast cool off period, you know, before you can come on another, you know, from their show to our show. Before I was like, you know, but I wanted you to come on, so I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, and thanks for having me on, man. Like, I really don't understand why people want me on their podcast, because I'm like the worst person. I'm the worst like speaker, and also the worst person like.
You are in good company.
Riffing on things, but yeah, okay, good. That's good to hear.
We can barely put sentences together. So
yeah, so that is me 100%.
I wouldn't worry about that at all. No, I mean, I listen.
I mean, that's why I just don't talk.
Yeah, they just let me do.
Copped up.
Yeah, I'm just here.
No, but I mean, you were on Bads, and I you know, your episode with SideQuest Sunday, and I don't know. You may not think you're an interesting guy. I think you're a really interesting guy. I mean, anybody that has the talent like that, or has a talent like that, I think, you know, is very interesting, because I can't do that.
Yeah.
Although Stu is a...
Yeah.
He does dabble in Microsoft Office
MS Paint.
Paint.
I'm pretty good.
Hey, that takes a lot of skill in itself. That is,
yeah, I mean, I like to go freehand with a wireless shitty old mouse, and I don't like to really do things over, so it's a once and done process. Stuff, Jake.
It's nice. He does avatars for people. You know, when we do like charity streams and stuff like that. I mean, avatar goes up for bidding, sky's the limit.
Nice.
Those have been some of my more fun pieces to work on, but I think I might bring some things back. I'm kicking around some ideas. You know, we'll see how this works.
That thorn was pretty top notch, I have to say.
Yeah.
Thorn.
I mean, I haven't seen Jake put pew 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 out of any of his guns he's drawn. One up on you there.
Yeah, that's take some skill.
I made like speed lines for Baroque jumping, so you could really tell he was going fast.
Oh, and that was the best Nova Bomb ever.
Yeah, man.
Oh yeah, that's right. It looked like a big penis.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Well, just... like comics are all about like communication. So like, yeah, if you're making successful communication there.
Oh, he speaks volumes with his work, for sure.
Pew pews or penis or whatever you're saying.
So Jake, like, where did you, like, the whole idea for like Watermelon Exo, and I can't remember if you brought this up on any of the other shows, and but you know,
I don't remember.
Let's not concern ourselves with those shows. Okay. No, but so when you were creating your character in Destiny, and I'm guessing this, I mean, this obviously this all came out of like D1.
Yes.
Were you like, it could have been like Blacksmith Awoken. That could have been a comic.
You know what I mean? Maybe. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Where did it come from? Was it just, you know, have you always been into robots? It's like, robot, that's what I got to do.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I basically like, you know, launched Destiny the first day and saw the character creation screen. And I was like, holy crap. Robots is an option in this game. So I just like from then on, it was like, yeah, there's no question. I have to make a robot character.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, And yeah, and the whole comic kind of just came out of that. I was just drawing my own character, doing wacky stuff, and then like it just kind of grew from there.
And how about like Watermelon? Where did that come from?
That comes just because like I made my character with like a green, like the green markings, and then like a pink voice box or whatever, you know, when the back in D1 when Exos actually talked and would like and you'd see like a light like light up in their mouth when it talked. So it's like he has a pink mouth, which you can't tell anymore since your character doesn't even talk. I don't know why they make that option in D2 since you never see it.
Yeah, I just started one the other day. I just started Hunter last week.
Yeah.
And I let my son design it. I think we've all kind of like let our kids design characters at one point or another on here. And he designed, and I was like, oh yeah, that's right. I remember you can pick out the color for the mouth, and it's really customizable for not being able to do anything with it. You know what I mean? It's kind of confusing.
That's one of those decisions I never understood. D1, like you, I mean, it's not like your character was talking a lot, but there was a few cutscenes.
Yeah.
You know,
Everybody spent time making that character, though. You know what I mean? Like, even if it was just 10, 15 minutes, you were like,
D1.
All right, let me see how they're going to look. And you just kind of had other expectations for it, I guess, like, based on what they give you.
Especially, like, now, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm stuck with this. Like, I'm never going to be able to change this, so. But, I mean, it's pretty cool that that's the route that you went, because things could have been completely different if you would have chose something else. I mean, I think like a human probably would have been boring, but like an exo is kind of exciting. It's different. It's cool. It's probably really fun to draw.
Yeah. I think if it was a human, I probably, like, honestly, I probably wouldn't have drawn him ever. Like, just cause I don't know. I have other comics that have humans in them, but, I really enjoyed drawing, like trying to draw that robot face. So
Is that kind of where everything came out of? Like, were you just like kind of like doodling around one day and drawing your character and then put him in different situations?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I was just like drawing little pictures of him. And I was like kind of surprised by the feedback that I got on the internet and stuff from it. And I was like, wow, there's like people like this stuff. And so I just kind of kept it going.
Yeah. Because
Alexa, no.
Oh, we got to get into Alexa stuff on here today. I just got one. It's, oh my gosh, so funny. But yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, because I feel like, I mean, all of a sudden, it probably was like early last year or something like that. Like all of a sudden, your stuff just blew up and it was everywhere. And it's really awesome. And you know, we're lucky to be friends with a lot of the people in the Destiny artist community, and everybody seems really great. Like, it's so cool. I mean, I don't know if behind closed doors people are like, "Hey, fuck that guy."
Not to my knowledge. Like, honestly, like, not to my knowledge. Like, everyone seems really giving and like really like willing to like, you know, donate stuff for charity streams and you know, do whatever they can. And a lot of people do stuff for free for people just like out of the goodness of their hearts.
We hear a lot of like, oh my gosh, that Mark Square, he's such a jerk.
Yeah, he's the only guy who, man, I just can't believe Mark Square.
Yeah.
No, Mark Square is like the nicest guy.
I know. Like, he's like one of my favorite people in the world.
Yeah, I had never met him before PAX last year. And then I was standing in line at some like really froofy kind of like cafe in Seattle. It's Seattle. But like then this guy tapped me on the shoulder and it turned out to be Mark Square, and he's like, oh yeah, Mark Square, and I know you. And I think I had green hair so he could recognize me and stuff. But then we just like I just sat down and talked to him for like a solid hour about just everything. He's a pretty incredible guy.
Yeah, he's so great. He's come on this show, geez, bunch of times now. Anytime I could get him on here is a great time. But he's very elusive. I tried to get him on to come on at the end of this month, but he's away like all the time. So Mark, we'll get you back. How's your Guardian Con? Again, like, you know, you guys have like your Artist Alley, and that had to be really cool. Just hanging out with all the other people.
Yeah, Artist Alley this year was pretty intense. Like last year? Did you guys go to Guardian Con last year?
No, we haven't been at all. No, we haven't been at all. No.
What?
I know, it sucks.
What is happening here? Yeah. You guys have got to go to Guardian Con.
It's a travesty.
We're all poor.
Do the thing, like, bring the families, go to...
Listen, I'll just be honest with you. It's a real hard sell to say, hey, let's go to Orlando, where it's 1,000,000% humidity, so I can go to a convention for some video game. Let me tell you how much she wants to hear that.
Well, it's in Tampa, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's closer. It's actually, if you wanted to make it like a little vacation, you can go to Clearwater, which is where I went.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 20 minutes from Tampa, and that was pretty nice.
I can guarantee that the likelihood we end up in Florida in the middle of the summer is very low.
Yeah. I mean, we went in March, though.
So yeah, and it's an international flight for you too, Stu. So
yeah.
But
I'm take off my shoes and shit.
I'm hoping next year. I'm hoping this year coming up, I can pull it off. I've been saving up my Marriott points, so as long as there's a courtyard or some sort of, you know, like...
Oh, yeah, there definitely is.
There's a Hampton Inn around there, I'm hoping next year. But, yeah, it seemed like this year it was really, really crazy.
Yeah, it was way bigger than last year, too. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, like, the Artist Alley this year was, like last year Artist Alley was... basically me and two friends that, you know, went in on a booth. Like, we bought a, you know, $1,000 booth from them. They had no idea what an Artist Alley was. Like, so this year they did an Artist Alley proper, where they like had a bunch of tables, had a bunch of artists, kind of discounted prices, but smaller tables. And, it was pretty great. Like, everyone did well. I had like a line of like 10 people the entire time.
Oh, that's
crazy. I never went to the bathroom, never ate anything the entire day. It was nuts.
Did you have any like helpers or anybody? Did you bring anybody with you, or was it just you?
No,
like,
I could have contacted the staff, but I was just like, I was like, oh man, I've never
don't they have
seen
volunteers and stuff for that shit. Come
they
on, Jake.
They definitely do. They have really good volunteers there too. But like, I was just like, I was so blown away by how.
Dump my pee cup. I've been peeing into this cup behind this curtain.
No, don't do that. But yeah, it was just like, it was such a different experience, because I have gone to conventions before and done the Artist Alley thing, and it's been like trickles and like a couple people come by and real casual. And this was just like intense the entire day.
Yeah, would you say that like the people for the Destiny stuff are like more ravenous than any of the other people that you've run into, like going to different things like that?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because I mean, there's not that much. If you're like a Destiny fan, I think there's not that much stuff to buy. Really, you could buy some shirts. You could buy a scuff.
You just opened up a an online store, didn't you?
I just did an online store for like people who couldn't make it to Guardian Con.
Okay.
But that all the stuff there sold out like in like a day. Yeah.
Jesus, that's crazy.
I have like posters left, but I don't know. Shipping a poster is really annoying, so I'm not even advertising it.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up. We have a friend of ours who, and this is hold on, I gotta find something here. Give me one second, Jake.
109 episodes. You think you'd have this stuff ready already?
Dad Tales Podcast exclusive. So, DTP exclusive. One of our friends has been working. I asked him to work on something for
us. Oh, my God. It's amazing.
And I kind of teased it in the Dad Tales Discord. I can't even begin to describe. Jake, I'll send this to you because... I'll send it to you in a minute because it's too awesome for words. But one of our friends sent us something, and I think I'm going to get posters made of it. And... yeah, I'm sending it to you on Twitter right now, Jake, so you can see what I'm talking about here. It needs a little bit of work done to it, but we're going to have posters made of this thing. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know if we're going to sell them
this
or give them away. Or It's next level awesome.
Got some filters on this stuff.
Oh yeah. Nice. It's it's exactly what I had asked for.
Even Blockbuster.
yeah. to the big teasers.
Can't sue us.
Well, it's Dad Tales Podcast, the movie poster, and it is it's fucking, it's next level. But yeah, so I don't know how that is going to work, but I want to get these made to get these out to people somehow. But I don't have the finished product yet. Yeah, like, I mean, it's so neat to see, like, everybody that was there. Another friend of ours, Indulgent Human, like, that guy is so funny. And I love, like, all his pins and stuff like that. We actually had him and Mark on together at one point, and Jose is really, really funny. But, yeah. So overall, like, how was your experience there? Did you get to do anything while you were down there?
Yeah, I got like, it was kind of just like get in, set up, like, and then it was just a series of days where I didn't get enough sleep and didn't get enough to eat, and just like suddenly I was on my way out of there, like, on Sunday. So I did manage to go out to dinner with like a bunch of guys, and Moonvald, you know, from Planet Destiny.
Yeah.
And like us and like some of her friends and like moderators. For like Dr. Lupo.
Oh, nice. So when you go, are you kind of like, are you more the person that just kind of like chills and whatever happens, happens? Or are you like, what are we doing?
Let's go. I always try to like think of things to do, and they always kind of fall apart. So I try not to like plan too much, and just like if someone, because inevitably someone's like, you know, what do you have planned for dinner, and then you just like get pulled on into something.
Yeah.
And like, so like we went out to like this Cuban, no, it was like the El Cubano or something.
Ooh,
or the,
that sounds
the
good.
Cubano, and it was, but it's like a Spanish restaurant, and then it ended up like halfway through dinner, like they shut off all the lights and started doing like flamenco dancing on a stage, and we were like, is happening? of course all of us were like, we were all like really tired from the whole day, so we're, like,
enough already with your dancing.
Well, it was like surreal. We were
Enrique,
like,
I do not care that you can flamenco.
We were like, is this actually happening? But, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was amazing though.
Cool.
It's just kind of like, it's an experience, and you like, you get back from it and you're like, it just seems like it was a dream, the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully this year or next year. But
say that every year.
Yeah, we say that. Part. We do say that every year. Before we get to the rest of the show, I'm gonna break out the 11 questions now.
Ooh.
Jake, are you ready? We can do these rapid fire, but just to let you guys, I changed these around, fellas. I'm altering these questions because I feel like some of them were like, some of them were dumb. So, like creamy or chunky, like what even? We're not doing that. Lefty.
That's so that's 2017.
Right? Yeah, that's right. All right. I'm trying to come up with stuff that'll like tell us a little bit more about our guests. You know, we want to dig deeper. We want to know who Jake is. All right. DTP 11 questions. What was your favorite show growing up?
Actually, like, I grew up in a cabin in the woods where we didn't have TV for, like, at least until I was, like, a late teenager.
I'm laughing because this always happens. I ask people questions about things, and then they're like, yeah, no, that didn't happen.
But at least you learned that, repressed child.
Oh, that's cool. So a cabin in the woods.
He was a hermit.
Is this in Washington?
No, it was like in Sonoma County in like north of San Francisco in the Redwood Forests. Yeah. It's very similar to Seattle, actually. That's kind of why I live here now. It reminds me of home, all the redwoods and stuff.
I've always wanted to go there. I've been to like Southern California, but never like Northern California. And I think like it was ever since I saw Harry and the Hendersons as a kid. I always wanted to go see what?
Very similar.
Hold on. Stu's freaking out.
God damn.
What?
Nothing. Okay. Harry and the Hendersons.
All right.
Son of a bitch.
All right. We'll get to it.
That's just a little foreshadowing.
I love like the whole redwoods and ferns and like, I don't know. It seems pretty cool. Yeah. That part of Northern California looks really neat. It appeals to
me. Yeah. Not the part I lived in. That was just. No. That wasn't cool.
Number two, what's something that everyone looks stupid doing?
Oh, I had a really good answer for this because I see it all the time.
Okay.
It's like riding an electric unicycle. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
What?
Anyone? Anyone?
Riding an electric unicycle?
This is something like that exists in Seattle.
You see this a lot?
Yes, I see it a lot.
Oh, are those things that you like stand up on? Like,
yeah, they you just stand up go on a between? Wheel and you just kind of go straight and you standing. It's like a, you know, it's like a Segway sort of, but it's smaller.
Yeah, I've seen them in like downtown Philadelphia or like in University City where there's like an area. It's University of Pennsylvania and Drexel University are like right next to each other in the city. And I've seen kids on those going around campus. Okay, yeah. Oh, they definitely really look stupid. You're right.
They try to like stand a certain way to look like real casual, but no, it doesn't work.
I'm gonna be honest with you though, it does kind of look like fun. I would do one where no one could see.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You're not gonna look cool, but it'll probably be fun.
Jake, I haven't looked cool in quite some time, so it's not a problem there. Just ask my teenager.
What would look cool was if we had a video of that Weed Whacker incident.
Oh my, yeah, so let me interrupt these DTP 11 questions with a portion of my weekend.
Quick fire chip questions.
So I was doing my lawn, and my neighbor has been away. They go away for a month every year, so I mow their grass and my grass. And I'm walking to my backyard, and I have an electric weed whacker, because our yards are like really tiny, and it was cheap, and it's just easier.
It's okay. You got a nice yard, though, man. It's small, but it's nice.
Yeah. So, thanks, buddy. And so I'm walking with my electric weed whacker, and I'm holding it by the handle, and the cord gets caught on my fence, and so it yanks the weed whacker, and I pull the trigger, and it weed whacks the whole backside of my calf.
That seems really bad.
I literally thought I was going to look back and it would just be like all raw meat all back there. I was like, what am I going to find? Like almost a tear coming out of my eye. Luckily, no one was around to see me.
So do you have the plastic blade type or the wire?
No, it's plastic and it's one blade. It's not two. But it was like, I mean, it was a full on and fucking like, on my leg.
And did it do a number on your pants?
No. Well, that's the thing. I was wearing shorts. And no socks. I would, I'm real hardcore like that.
Wow.
And
I never weed whack without shoes on, man. Come on.
I do everything with flip flops on, open toe. I don't give a shit.
No, but I had on like my lawn mowing sneakers, which are like my last year's pair of sneakers that I've demoted to lawnmower sneakers, basically. And it fucking ripped up. It doesn't feel that bad now, but it was on fire. And my wife was like, oh, I gotta, they came home from the pool and she's like, why are you walking like that? And I had just done it and it looked so bad. And so she went upstairs and we're in the bathroom.
Wild dog came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I know. Of course she looks, she's like, you're a fucking idiot. She's like Lash, I'm always doing like stupid stuff to myself. I weed whack my leg. Last year I put a drill bit through my pinky finger. I still have no feeling. Like right here, nothing.
These are terrible stories. Actually, I don't want this to happen.
Every once in a while.
Just like, in the power tools, it doesn't make
it's sense. It's kind of numb, but it also I could feel every grain in I don't know, it's really weird.
Oh no.
Anyway, back to the questions. That was my idiotness for the day.
Wow. That totally went sideways.
Three. What's something that you collect?
Destiny memorabilia.
There you go.
Can I say that?
Yeah, you absolutely can. That seems
to be the only thing I collect.
I was going to say dildos, but...
Destiny dildos?
Oh, do they have those?
No, I don't. I don't.
Write that down. That's a good idea.
Gay. Hold on. Let me call our marketing guy.
Aldrin?
DTP marketing. Get him on the phone.
Destiny dildos. Yeah, Aldrin, he's a pretty big dildo. Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I guess we all kind of, I mean, I wish I had more Destiny.
I got some stuff back there.
Yeah, I see that.
There's a few things.
I see
that. Yeah, I recently, like, I got, for my birthday, I let myself, well, for my birthday for myself that I bought for myself, I got the Thorn replica.
Oh, nice. From Impact Props?
You know what I'm talking about? Yep. Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
Nice.
That thing goes in the glass case.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
How heavy is it?
It's kind of heavy because
it looks like it's got some girth to it. Oh, that's cool. It comes out.
Yeah, and like it spins on like a magnet. Like it's held in place by two magnets, so it kind of it's like
that's neat.
Pretty fancy.
That's neat. Yeah. All right, cool.
So yeah, definitely that.
What's the best insult you can come up with?
I don't usually insult anyone, so I'm not practiced with this.
This is your chance. Take it out on me, Jake. I'm your emotional punching bag. Let me have
All right. Maybe, how about this? Like, okay. When you're a baby, you graduate past diapers.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a kid, you graduate past training wheels.
Yeah.
Now, when you're an adult, why don't you put down that Graviton?
Oh, snap.
Dang. So.
Yo.
No.
Become an adult. Down that Graviton, man.
Someone's in my camp.
Wow.
Nope.
Somebody called the burn unit.
Nope.
You know what, Jake?
I want my Graviton.
I'm not going to put it down.
I want my wheels.
I tried to think of the thing that irritates me the most. So that's
irritating, but goddamn, I love that gun.
I know. Yeah. It's when you want to win, you have to.
Depending on the map, there's nothing better.
We'll get to it. We're going to get into Destiny stuff in a minute. Number five, if you could buy back any kind of toy from your childhood, what would it be? Like, was there something that you loved? And
okay, is a computer a toy?
Sure.
All right, I had a TI-99-4A. Do you know what that is? It's like a Texas Instruments. That was awesome. Like, that was like a hand-me-down from a friend of my family's, but they gave it to me with like all the games that ever were made for it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that was my jam.
Well, that's a nice little hand-me-down.
Yeah.
Number six, what was your first car?
Actually, this might be embarrassing. Like,
you don't drive.
I do drive now.
Yeah.
When I was like 16, I got like my parents gave me a little white Nissan car. I don't even remember what model it was, but I think a month after I got it, I sold it because it was a stick shift and I could not drive. And they gave up trying to teach me how to drive. So I don't know. I sold it and I took a trip to England.
Oh, like, wow.
After I graduated.
So your first car was a trip to England. Got it.
Yep. Yeah, pretty much.
That's cool. Oh, how was it, love? Did you have a good time?
Oh.
Oh,
nice. Bring it back this. How was the countryside?
Yeah, you know, we live in England, love. Me and my buddy Paul.
Come from Liverpool.
Oh snap. Oh, I think we've got George here with us, Paul. Because we're part of the Beatles.
Is it George or Ringo? He sounded kind of deep.
Yeah, people love these voices. They haven't heard them in a long time, love.
You couldn't have just left it at the Nissan.
Amazing.
You couldn't have just left it at the Nissan.
Stu has a real problem with it, love, but we love it. Someday we're going to
do a heels accent every single week.
Can you do a whole episode? It? Yeah.
We would, but Stu quits when we get too far. All right, number seven. When's the last time you felt like a total badass?
I don't think this has ever happened, actually. What? I don't know.
I would feel like a total badass if I had a line of 10 people for 3 days waiting to get some of my.
Okay, you're right. I did feel a little bit like a badass. Yeah.
You have to.
Come on, not like, a little bit. You gotta feel a lot of it. Yeah, you gotta say, come on, I was a badass. I had people waiting in line to buy my shit and to say hi to me. That's pretty cool.
That is true. Like the guy Omni Waffle?
I've heard the guy, name before. Yeah.
Yeah, he's basically the guy who runs the whole thing, like behind the scenes.
Yeah, yeah.
And he kept coming up to my table and like, "You sold out yet?" And like like a couple hours later, "You sold out yet?"
How much
and
stuff then, did like, you bring?
I brought a lot of stuff. I brought like twice as much stuff as I brought last year.
Well, I guess you're there for, you know, for a reason. You have a booth to sell stuff, so you might as well bring as much of it as you can. That's pretty awesome.
But then basically, like, the first day, he came by, and I was like, at the end of the day, he's like, did you sell out yet? And I was like, yep, sold out, and we high-fived. So that felt pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's like, yeah.
All right. 8. If you had any pets, what was your favorite pet?
My current pet was a little black toy poodle.
Oh, nice.
Very cute. He's very cute.
Awesome. What's something embarrassing you've done this year?
I could not think of what the answer to this was.
Yeah, that's why this one might be going away. I might be replacing this question too.
Or maybe expand it to
You could skip it.
I was like thinking, like, what happened this year? I don't even remember what happened this year. Maybe the most embarrassing part is right now when I can't remember what happened this year. No,
you could say being on this show. There you go. That we'll accept that.
No. This is a highlight. All
right. And then childhood. Who was your childhood celebrity crush?
It might have been. This is maybe embarrassing. I don't know. It might have been Bjork.
I don't think that's embarrassing. I was a huge Sugar Cubes fan.
Yeah.
And I had a thing for Bjork.
She's quirky and
You never know what she'll do. She'll think, I'm going to cut your face off.
I thought that was a real song for a second.
Yeah. Oh no, it is.
Could be.
One, I'm going to cut your face off. Then you need like the other weird Icelandic
guy. Highly,
she's got caught his face. For the very small Sugar Cubes contingency of people that listen to this. But I love Sugar Cubes.
It was the '80s and nineties. Yeah,
this is true. If your life were a video game, what would be the final boss? And that's the final question.
Now I was like, is this like an
It could be boss. Anything. No. It could be anything. It could be like homework was the final boss.
It would definitely be some kind of like time manipulating boss, you know, where like maybe eating up my time. My entire life is like the theme of my life is like there's never enough time for anything.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool answer, dude.
Yeah. So maybe like an Atheon.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Atheon. Oh my God. You figured it out. Yeah. I was like trying to think of. Was there a Chrono Trigger time boss?
If only there was a big robot that controlled time.
The boss wasn't stealing time, but you time traveled to stop him before he destroyed the world.
Yeah.
And that was Lavos. Come on.
Yeah, I definitely didn't understand what was happening when I played that game, but it was awesome.
Awesome. That's a great answer. I think I need to put in parentheses on that question. See, this is a work in it's evolving. It's evolving here.
I'll be honest with you. I thought it was like a video game boss too.
Yeah, but I meant it to be like anything. Like it could be like Bowser. You know, work.
You know, what'd be kind of fun.
What
if one day if it was just us on the show, we should answer them ourselves.
Yeah. So the listeners can get a little bit more about who you guys are.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that next time. You know what? You know what's another thing? To keep this evolving, maybe the outgoing guest adds a question to the list.
Oh.
A question for us.
Oh.
I fucking nailed it.
Oh.
Fucking nailed
like,
it, bro.
Like Justin, how big is your penis?
get really intimate really quickly.
It's embarrassing.
That's small, huh?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. You guys saw the picture of my urinal. It's got a
what?
Like a little pencil thing?
I sent this picture of a. I posted it in our Discord. It was a picture of a urinal and had a microscope over top of it. I saw it on Reddit. It looked funny. Anyway, so let's do this, guys.
Yeah. Hey, mister, have you played any video games this week?
I played video games every fucking night, bitch.
Whoa! That's my son you're talking to.
Jesus,
too weak.
He interrupted me.
Yeah, he interrupted me too. video games, fellas. You know what? This thing called Destiny, there's a lot of shit to do in it now.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta say.
Maybe too much.
I, for one, was a little. I didn't start the Solstice stuff until today. because I felt so overwhelmed by it. Kev's leaving. He didn't play Destiny anymore, so he's out of here. But I felt so overwhelmed that I didn't get started with it today. I would just look at it and be like, I don't know how I'm going to get all this stuff. I don't know, even know where to begin. And that, like, that is me, how I handle some things. But I got into it today, and I'm really enjoying it. It was a lot of fun. How about you guys? How far are you guys into it?
Not.
You're all
405? I'm not far.
Everybody's all 405 now? All right. Awesome.
No.
Yeah, right.
I'm about halfway through the blue armor set. I mean, yeah. It just takes time. That's really most of it. It's just like time. Collecting all the little orbs for the first set, getting the 30 kills on Crucible, you know, just time.
I think what a lot of people don't realize or what think about is that you have this whole month to do it.
Oh, like, absolutely.
You probably have enough time unless you're going for that ship.
That ship.
You're going to do.
The ship looks pretty cool. I've heard people say, like, the ship is meh, but I think it's pretty neat. It looks like a real spaceship. I don't know.
Man, but three characters worth of that grind would be a little tough.
I think I may get to two.
Yeah.
I'm still at the point right now where I think I'm far enough into my Titan because I've been thinking about going back and maybe doing the Hunter instead. But I don't know. The Titan is that's my main, so I think I'm going to start with him first. But I do love the fact that I was able to buy, like, the glowing, the luminescence from Eververse today.
Yeah.
They sell, like, different colors you could put on there. I love that.
There's three elements you can get.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's basically chroma.
Yeah. I've been waiting for them to bring back something like that. I think it looks pretty cool. Now, I don't know if any of you guys know the answer to this, but if I apply it, will it apply on everything? Like, I don't have to keep buying it?
Yeah. It unlocks to every character you okay. have.
All right, cool, yeah. cool.
But only to that, you know, that...
Only for that set.
That part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, arms or legs or whatever.
Good to know. I'm trying.
And it only applies to the specific armor for the hero Solstice, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. But I've only done the homecoming mission. I hear all the other ones are pretty brutal. What do you guys think? Hey, Jake, how far have you gotten in it?
So I got through all, you know, I upgraded all the armor once. Mm-hmm. So I'm to the second phase, I guess, of that. And I played all the missions again, but with a friend, mm-hmm. and that was way easier. Like, I really suggest, like, bringing in at least one person makes it so much easier. Doing it by yourself is, like, it's insanely hard. It's really fun, though. It's fun, like, exploring it by yourself.
Which one is it? A1U is, like,
oh man,
where you have to go in the sun?
That was the hardest
one, because I played all of them one time solo. That one alone was... Because you have to go to so far, and then it triggers the next set of enemies to spawn.
That's a long-ass mission, too.
Yeah, for those ones, even being a condensed one, it's still really long. But that part, everything's beating you up, because, like, half the stuff is yellow bar.
Yeah.
And you have to only be in little sections, because the damn sun will just melt you.
Yeah.
Literally. But play with two people, much better experience.
Yeah.
Or you play with Mief and his friend, and you're the one that stays up the whole time while they keep dying.
Stu, you were going to say something. I'm sorry. What were you going to say before?
Yeah, I don't remember.
All right.
Yep.
Have you started any of it yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was playing a mission with Baroque before the show here. That's the only one that I played other than Homecoming. It was the one with all the servitors.
Yeah.
Spark, yeah. And, I mean... I could see if it was just one of us, but with the two of us, it was just comical. We just roasted 1,000 servitors. They kept popping up, and we were like, grenades and rockets and Stormcaller. It was just nuts. A lot of fun.
Yeah, by yourself, you're really, like, trying to figure out where's a place you can stand and not get killed, like, the entire time. Like, because they really, like, kind of condense the areas you can fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to try it. Maybe I'll try and run that one after the show.
Well, it's also the whole fact of, like, there's, like, 40 enemies on screen, and if there's only one of you, that's 40 things shooting at you. Yeah. When there's two, they really do split their attention.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's pretty cool that they gave everybody kind of a road to get to the next level, or to level everybody up to get ready for Forsaken. But yeah, like you said, Jake, like, and I put this in our Discord because everybody's like, what's this? Where are we going? Where are we? Like, dude, you have a month. Like, this has been, it hasn't even been a week yet. And people are like already three characters, four or five. And that's awesome. Congratulations. Like, that's crazy. But, but yeah, I'm going to take my time with it. I think this week I had focused on, I started my Hunter last week, didn't really get to play him all that much. And then Wednesday finished out the story, did, went all through Warmind. Cause I did that before I did Osiris, just because Osiris sucks. It's just brutal. Like, Warmind is so easy to get through those missions. They're really great. Plus having the Whisper. Oh my God. When I got to the last mission, fucking forget about it, dude. He's roasted.
Yeah, we actually played that the strike with that, and it had Solar Burn on there.
Oh yeah,
came up, we roasted him, and it's like he goes immune, and it's like, oh, what the heck? Because he can't die on that first part. He pops up. He has to, but I mean, it was 30 seconds, and he was already pretty much dead.
Well, did you guys see the clip? I don't know if I posted that in our chat, but. So the other night, was it Friday night before we did the raid? I went over to Xbox cause I've been playing on PS4 for the past month. And so I went over to Xbox. My character's like 370. I was like, shit, but I really wanted the Whisper. Jake, you have the Whisper already, I'm assuming.
Oh my God. That was like that week where the Whisper came out. That was the funnest week I've ever had in Destiny.
Oh my gosh. It's awesome. It's the best. It's the best ever. It's the best. And I think this is the second. I got it last weekend. But going over to Xbox is like, I want it. Like, I want it. Like, could you guys take me? So our good buddy, Just Rocker Dude, and then our friend S Racer took me through. And I'll get the Stiz run. But so I'm 370. They're both 385. And the Blight came up like right away. And we went down there. And I had known the first week that it happened. I didn't get it. But I knew the puzzle. I kept going in by myself and would kind of like learn the puzzle. And then last week I played with Dan Finity. And he took me through and we got it. And it was like awesome.
Oh, cool. Like, Dan Finity also got me the heroic version.
Oh, yeah.
Got through the heroic mission.
Yeah. Dan's the best. He's the best. Yeah, I got the gun, and I logged off and didn't play the rest of the day. I was, like, so sad that I didn't. I was I've got this new toy, but I have to be an adult today.
And it's so fun to shoot. It's, like, heavy sounding, and it's, like...
It feels amazing. It
makes a nice thump. Yeah, it's good.
Thump.
But Racer and Rocker and I, we went through, and I wasn't doing a dick to anybody. I mean, I was trying. I took a shotgun in there. I was trying to, like, kill things and hammer stuff, but it just wasn't doing it. But long story short, we got it with, like, 6 minutes left, because they both had them, and they were 385, and they had finished the catalyst.
Completed. Yeah.
So they had the box breathe, and they were just shooting everything. I wasn't doing anything, but I got it. It was amazing. But Stu, you had a really great experience with getting your Whisper. How did that go?
So, you know, with Destiny 1, you had a lot of these moments where it was like there was a story attached to how you got that gun. And that's why you remembered it. And that's made it so cool. Like, remember I didn't get Galahorn until Xur sold it. So I bought it. It was kind of anticlimactic, but you get the point. Like, I remember when I got my vision. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, oh, there it is. I'm so happy. So I'll never forget how I got my Whisper, because they didn't basically two-man it. Same two guys, NFG Rocker Dude and S Racer, they absolutely did two-man it. So I actually had not seen any videos of the jumping puzzle.
Oh, yeah.
All that I knew of it was
went in blind.
Yeah. I went in blind, and they took the shortcut right away. I couldn't make it up because Warlocks... Anyways, so I go around, and they're way ahead, and they're like, do you want us to show you? I says, nope, just go. I want to try figuring it out. Thinking that this was just going to be like a stupid quick run, a silly little run before we went and played the raid. But they keep going, and they're way ahead of me. And I was still in the jumping puzzle when they finished. Because like Justin said, the two of them are 385 with box breathing full Whispers, and they just roasted everything. I had made it to,
Where did I make it to? It's like that big, I don't know, kind of crevice with the walls on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fucking around in there when time had finished. So then Racer told me that you have to go up the side of the wall. I'm like, oh, okay. Like I couldn't figure it out. I kept.
Yeah, you definitely need some. No. You need some time. You can't just wing it. I think the first time. That's amazing they did that.
I don't know. It was awesome. And actually, the best part was, so I had kind of resigned myself to this fact. I'm like, okay, maybe with a couple minutes left, maybe I can just get in there and do something at the end. So I started looking at a video, and next thing I know, I'm fast-forwarding the video on YouTube to get to the part that I'm at.
Rick is here. Show you how to get.
And then I hear Racer going, did it drop for you or what? I'm like, I have no idea. I've been watching YouTube. Like, I really don't know.
So,
Gun is sick, though. It is crazy.
Well, after we got done, I was like, hey, I was, like I said, I was 370. I was like, hey, can we go bust out at the Nightfall real quick, before we start our raid? So the three of us went into the Nightfall. We get to the end, and I was like, let me just melting point him, and let's see what happens. So the big guy comes in. I hit him with melting point. It was literally 3 seconds, and he was dead. It was ridiculous. Like,
yeah.
Automatically, they shot him. He teleported. He teleported. They shot him. He was dead. Like, I didn't even get to throw like two hammers at him. That's crazy.
So we had a different experience because I ran that with Meef last night. We took him down to where his head blows off.
Yeah.
And then the shield went up. Well, then the boss Braxton starts coming out and shooting you,
mm-hmm.
and he's immune.
Yeah.
So we had to go and put down the shield, but we couldn't figure out why we couldn't kill him for the longest time. And then, like, but it sucks because he's walking around just melting you instantly while you're trying to kill him. And it's like, that's not cool because those little plates suck enough to get already. And then, yeah, we had to bring down the shield both times without being able to hurt him. And then, like, it was like two shots and he was dead.
That's crazy.
Extra hard version.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you have it, you have to run it again to get the heroic to come up? Like, if you haven't done the heroic?
The heroic unlocks once you get the normal one done.
Okay. Yeah. So, like, next week I can go
in. You can, yeah, it just opens up and you can do the heroic and it comes with the burns and you can go get the chest, which unlocks the schematics for the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I was the one out of the three of us who didn't go and do it last week. So, you know, that's why they both have their catalyst done and I don't. And I won't be able to finish the ship schematics for 2 weeks because next week ain't solar burn.
Yeah.
I actually did the part where you open the chest and stuff for the.
Yeah, the oracle. The ship schematic.
I just did that by myself. I went in and, like. Because I didn't want anyone to like have to jump, like worry about me jumping, trying to figure out how to jump around that jumping puzzle and stuff. So, like, I recommend also trying, like, if you're having a hard time like jumping, like, try to do it by yourself.
Yeah, but man, it's so worth it. I mean, like, I love all this stuff. Like, that gun is amazing, and I think Broke, do you have it on PlayStation?
I do not have it on PlayStation because last time I went to go do it and they never spawned in when I was there and I couldn't find anybody to do it with. So,
well, maybe Racer and I could take you through. I don't think he's high enough level on.
I'm like 370 something with a Titan. That's it. But I mean, I can multi point the crap out of everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we'll try and do it. I mean, I'm excited. I think by next week. Next week, can I go away on vacation? Side note. Let me know, anybody. I'm going to put this in the Discord as well, but hopefully by the time this goes out, I'll still have a little bit more time to add things in. We're not going to be on next... We're not going to have an episode next week. So if anybody has any ideas for Best Of, if you have any favorite bits or segments or anything that we've done in the past, hit me up. Let me know with the episode and around about where it is if you have any idea... where it's at, and then I'll try and add it in. So, yeah, so next week's episode is going to be a best of, because, yeah. what else, Destiny-wise? Oh, we tried to do, We tried to do Prestige Eater of Worlds. Oh, boy. It got late. Jake, we have this thing called the 1 a.m. wall, and we hit it, and we hit it hard.
I know that well.
It was tough. We couldn't even, like, break his crust, basically. We got to the end, and it was just like, we just kept getting overrun. And usually, I mean, we're a pretty good team, but we just did not have it in us that night, and we called it. I think it was like time of death, 150.
What was sad was it was like Meef and Racer both would go down so quick. It'd be like, oh, I'm down, y'all. It's like, we just started this 2 seconds ago.
That's funny. It was great. Oh, boy. I love it.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, like, yeah, I understand that the 1 a.m. thing. Like, I think I got to Eater of Worlds. I got to the last phase of the boss, like on six different occasions. But all times, like, we'd always reach a point where it's like, I gotta go. I can't take this anymore. My eyes are bleeding. I can't do this. So, like, there's just a point where you have to call it quits.
But we were excited because this week, you know, I mean, even though it was Prism, we it's Sniper for Prestige, so, and we all, that's why we all went and got our Whispers before we got into the raid. Oh, okay. So we could try and take them down, because somebody posted a picture or like a short video, and he was just down like that. It's insane. Have you done Spire of the Stars yet, Jake?
I tried to help a team get through the last phase of it, but I have never really, I've never gone through the raid, and we weren't successful there, because I had to go. So, not really.
Yeah, we tried it once, we got to the end, but we were all, like, really underleveled, I think. Again, it was past 1 a.m., and we were fried, so we didn't get a chance to do that.
I really wonder if, like, if you ever get the statistics of this raid, like, maybe this is the least completed raid of any of the raids, the Spire of Stars. Because I feel like a lot of people I talk to have never done it or couldn't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get it done.
I've only tried it once.
Yeah.
We made it to, what did we make it? The first or second
phase? We made it to the first phase of the last guy, I think.
Yeah.
We'll get it. We'll get it done. Hopefully.
Yeah, maybe.
After you got that cool Gambit gun or something.
Oh, yeah. I just want that sweet, that Kallus emote. Looks pretty dope.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Does anybody else have anything video game-wise? Kev, you've been pretty quiet. Do you want to talk about Black Ops 4?
It's a beta. It's Call of Duty.
Have you played any games much this week? Now that you're getting everything set up?
Yeah, I haven't played games probably... I mean, like, today was the first time I played Black Ops 4 for about an hour. I've been gameless for about 2 weeks now. So,
but you gotta get
traveling the country and moving stuff, and it's been fun though.
You gotta get your game on, bro.
It's actually been a nice break, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I've been thinking, toying with the idea. I don't know if I'm gonna bring a console on vacation next week, because at night, I mean, we'll be back at the house, you know, I don't know, the kids may want to play. Incidentally, I deleted Fortnite off of everything. They got in trouble last weekend. And so, yeah. So when you don't listen, you don't follow directions over and over and over again that are very simple, you get Fortnite deleted off of every console in the house. That's what happened.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I said to him, I was like, that's what we do in 2018.
Yeah. Yeah. See, me and my wife saw something like we were like, maybe we should do that, and it was like, my parents are always talking about how great the '80s were. We don't think so. That's because the parents forced the kids to have an '80s weekend. All right, it's 10 o'clock. Cartoons are over. Go outside.
Just disable the Wi-Fi or change the password.
I'm not trying to hurt myself.
No, change the password. Yeah.
You can change it. You know what you changed it
they
to.
They don't
You'll
even know
fine.
What a Wi-Fi password is.
That was the funniest thing.
Well, they're going to find the fuck out real quick. Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, the video is hilarious because it's like, Dad, I'm thirsty. Can I have a bottle of water? It's like, we didn't have bottles of water in the 80s. We drank out of the hose. There you go. And the kid could not drink out of a hose.
Oh, hose water is the best. I don't need to bring it
but
up.
It's like,
we all know kids, hose water is the best.
Oh yeah. But the kid was playing on the iPad, flavor. And the mom's like, that's not an iPad. This was the iPad of the 80s, and hands him an Etch-A-Sketch.
Oh.
The kid's all like tapping it like, Mom, it doesn't work.
How do you turn this on?
Fun fact about Texas real quick. You know when you turn your cold water tap on or your hose?
Yeah.
Yeah, the water's cold.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, not here. The water's still warm. You can run the cold water for a day. It's still warm. There's no cold water.
That's funny.
That's the first sign of the apocalypse. Yeah.
But I was scared about deleting Fortnite because I don't want to give my wife any ideas. I deleted Destiny 2 off of everything we have.
No.
That's hilarious.
What? I'll be good, I promise.
Never mind. Keep the game. Delete the character.
No. Oh, God, no.
Two Void and an Ark at fucking Void.
That was an accident. Sorry. I meant to play Rocker? This. It's time for housekeeping. That's Rocker Dude. Hey, Rocker Dude.
Housekeeping?
No, thank you. Sleeping.
Housekeeping?
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
All right. Dad Tales Podcast housekeeping this week. We have a website. You may go there if you so choose to do that. That's dadtalespodcast.com. There you can find the link to the Discord. You can find the link to our Patreon. You can find, well, the show is there, but, you know, you already know that because you're listening to it. You could also find a link to gamersups.gg, where you could save 10% off by using the promo code DTP. Guys.
Yeah.
Research and development team at Gamersups has been insane.
Yep.
I don't know if you guys have been getting these samples. Stu, did you get any samples this week?
This one, it sounds a little unorthodox at first,
but
it's been really testing well. Spaghetti and meatballs. So it's really good.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
It is.
You know, that's kind of funny. They must be doing like an Italian week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I had a shrimp alla vodka.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, they sent me one, and at first I was a little hesitant to try it. I didn't know how these two things would go together, but I mixed it up. I put it in my little shaker like that, and, you know, I need a little pick-me-up, and so they sent me avocado earthworm. Hmm. Amazing. Nice. Amazing.
Really?
Good protein.
People at GamerSups, next level. Thanks so much.
I enjoyed the flavor they sent me. They sent me mocha banana.
Mocha banana? Wow.
Mocha banana wakes you up and makes you, you know, regular.
Actually, you know, one of my favorite mixed drinks, when I used to bartend and we had a blender, I would make a dirty banana. Oh, my God. So freaking good.
Yeah. Is that like a funky monkey?
Yeah, it's like, it's cream to cocoa.
Yeah,
Cream to banana.
Creamed banana.
And then
I got a buddy that got cream, so sick and drinking cream of banana.
Hershey syrup. You mix that shit together. There was something else. I think I maybe put like Bailey's in it or Kahlua. Maybe a little bit of Kahlua in there.
That was in Florida. It was really
so good.
All the good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Jake, did you get that package I sent from GamerSups your way with a new flavor that they had?
Yeah. I'd like to. Thank you guys for that. That's really nice.
You're welcome.
Yeah, no problem.
Do you want me to describe this flavor?
Yeah, what flavor did they send you?
It was kind of like, I don't know. I thought that all the flavors were really like intense, but this one was just, this was very plain. It was just Ritz cracker flavor.
Nice.
I tried, you know what? I got salty, that one too.
Yeah. A little sweet.
You know, sometimes you're not feeling well, but you just want some gamer stuff.
A little chalky.
Yeah.
It's good. Chalky.
Yeah. You know what I do? I mix that with ginger ale. I mix it.
Oh, yeah.
Don't try and whistle with it, though, because you
can't. Add the sweetness, yeah.
All right, guys. You know what? Before we get into a couple of our last segments, we're going to do a little Guardian's Choice here. Now, Jake, this is a game that I like to play when we have guests on. And basically, it's like a would-you-rather scenario.
Oh, my God.
Are you ready?
Maybe.
Okay.
Are these all Ruby?
And this is... here's what's going to happen. These are the rules. I'm sorry. I will open the floor for questions. And I'll close the floor without letting anybody know. Okay? Okay. I'll close the floor for questions. I'm living on the edge here. These guys
don't
know
don't push them.
Don't test me because
I'll do it right now.
You know what? No.
Wait. Can you ask questions when the floor is open? Or
yes.
Wait. I don't get this.
I'm going to open the floor for questions after I ask the question.
I don't want to fall through the floor.
Okay.
And then, get all your questions in because he's just going to close it.
Because
you'll be in the middle of a question and he's just going to close the door.
I'm silly. Okay. Guardian's choice. Are you ready?
Okay.
Ready.
Would you rather you have to explain to a kindergarten class Would you rather you have to explain to a kindergarten class daily what herpes is? Or, but you always have ice pops in your refrigerator. That's nice. Or... you have snakes for arms, but you always have a half full gas tank.
These are so many different contrasting elements to this situation.
Okay. It's a little salty, it's a little sweet with everything. Floor's open for questions.
First question.
Okay. Shoot.
Are the snakes poisonous?
Not to you.
Okay.
So, like...
What's the other people? So,
I
like,
control
somebody,
the snakes.
Yeah,
just...
you control the snakes. That's the thing. Like,
Here's the thing.
Like, your
they're kind of like... Or... They're kind of like a king snake. Or is it a coral snake? That their fangs are in the back of their jaws. So they would really have to gnaw on you. They don't have the two fangs in front. They have the back fangs. The back fangs, they would have to start chewing a little bit to get the venom in. So...
I don't have to worry about unless I like shake
like
a hand.
It's not like two diamondbacks. Yeah,
but it's like, do those snakes have a mind of their own, or can you like? Could I use them to like you know?
Yeah, are they like brain?
Can I use them to draw? Can I like? Can I?
They could be dicks.
Do things with them. Okay, so they
not literally, but like yeah, like,
no, none of that like what's that tentacle porn stuff?
No, yeah, no.
They could be like,
I mean, they listen for the most part, but. Sometimes
it's definitely
like,
not a trouser snake.
Fuck this guy.
I already have my answer then. It's easy.
It's not it's not a trouser snake.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Anybody else? Are there any other questions? Too bad because the floor is closed.
Oh
shit. That just happened. All right. Boost. What do you choose?
Well,
wow, no one asked about the kindergarten class and herpes. That is...
That seemed pretty self-explanatory.
I mean, my daughter would be very happy with... My youngest would be very happy with the ice pops.
Yeah.
I didn't get to ask the question of what flavor the ice pops would be. So
I would have told you whatever you wanted them to be. But the floor is closed for questions, so I can't really tell you that.
Damn it.
Yeah. Sorry.
Wow, I don't know. This is tough. I know, like, the half...
Finally, I get one where people are like, I don't know. Like, before, it's like no, I will definitely get tattoos every time I get a boner. You know, or something like that. Like,
the half tank of gas is nice, but having snakes for arms...
Just think
how easy it would be to
dance. Oh, man.
Yeah, but
I've already thought of that. Like, I'm going to be able to, like, go out and mom be like, oh, yeah.
It'd be good for like Stu. He goes to a lot of weddings, so... Be like, look at that guy. He's like,
yeah. I don't drink enough to dance at a wedding, though.
I'm gonna bite the bullet here, and I'm gonna make my daughter happy.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with the ice pops.
All right.
Herpes.
All right, Baroque.
Well, I'm definitely going snakes in the arms, and I'm just gonna travel around dancing and making money. I'm not gonna have to pay for gas.
All right.
It's always gonna be half full. Plus, when people piss you off, it's like, you can get it.
It'd be
Talk
cool.
to the snake.
It'd be cool.
That's what you could tell them.
What? How are you gonna wipe your butt?
Ooh. That's the snake's problem, not mine.
Yeah.
Snakes, like, it's dangerous.
I could.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. What is going on? Wow.
So, I could make money, too. I could start a learning about herpes, you know?
Hey, you know what?
Safe sex.
Guys, just as a public service announcement here on Dad Tales Podcast, you're never too young to learn about herpes, okay?
That's right.
So,
that's what I mean. So, you know, I could start a positive trend.
There you go.
Safe sex.
Just say no. Stu, what about you?
Pretty sure just say no was about drugs, but anyway. So here's the thing.
Only you could prevent forest fires.
Wait. I'll be honest, guys. There's been a lot of times when my relationship with my wife has been tested. And I think if I came home with snake arms, that would probably be the end of the line. So as much as I want that half a tank of gas,
my anaconda,
gather around, children, because genital herpes, often known as herpes, have minimal symptoms or form blisters that break open as a result of smaller ulcers. Typically, these heal over 1 or 2 to 4 weeks. What? What?
Wow.
Over? Oh no! I don't have my glasses. Never mind. I can't.
A little breather.
Herpes cycles between periods of active disease, followed by periods without symptoms.
Oh wow! All right, good to know. All right, Jake.
Yeah, I would definitely go with herpes.
Okay.
Never go with the herpes. Yeah, but yeah, just, you know, it's never too young to you're never too young to learn. Learning is good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And you know, like, what if you ran into a
fridge full of orange creamsicles?
Also, can you also take out a side business like selling these unlimited popsicles?
Not in my house, because those kids go through ice pops. They would eat like 15 ice pops a day if I let them.
You know what we do? Trick our kids and we buy the Pediasure ice pops.
Oh, whoa. Nice. Look at that. And also, when you're really wasted, you could do that to get your electrolytes. Just pop one of those bad boys. Yeah, I mean, things get really dangerous with snake arms. Like, what if you ran into someone that was a parcel tongue? And then, you know, they're talking shit to your snake hands. You know, in the wintertime, you may not be able to use them when it's cold out because they're hybrid.
I mean,
yeah, they just die or something.
How the hell would you jerk off?
Put two snakes together.
Firmly. No, get the snake would wrap around the whole thing, wouldn't it?
God, you are an innovator. Stu's over here. Yeah, Stu's living in like 2025 over here. This guy.
Like, you know how the snake pulses itself? Like, that would be.
Oh, boy.
Well, only certain.
You know, I didn't put that much thought into this.
Well, guys, I may.
You know what?
I may or may not have some erotic fan fiction of the movie Anaconda.
Stu's been writing snake fan fiction for years. Yeah. I haven't made my decision yet, but
snake fan fiction.
It's a very specific genre.
There are dozens of.
Jake, would you mind illustrating? That's the reason why he wanted me to have you on.
Snake, I already am. I'm doing that right now.
He wanted you to illustrate his erotic snake fan fiction.
Draw me like one of your French snakes do.
Oh my God, that reminds me. I gotta go find the that picture from the raid the other night. We killed that Scion, and he was like laying there like this. I was like, draw me like one of your French girls. It's so meme worthy. I'm gonna choose snake arms. Stu sold it for me.
Wow.
I gotta say. So I was leaning towards herpes, but yeah, snake arms it is. All right.
Get ribbed for your pleasure.
All right. Moving on to song of the week. And I guess this is our little intro to Song of the Week now.
Slap at the bass, mama. Slapping the bass, mama. There you go. Slap at that bass, mama. I slap at that bass.
I love it.
Oh, my God. It's the best. All right. Song of the Week. Song of the Week, we have a Spotify playlist. You could go find Dad Tales Podcast playlist on Spotify. You can also find Dad Tales Podcast on Spotify. So go there. You can listen to us and listen to our playlist. You know what? Huge shout out to Sentinel Dad. I forgot to mention this on last week's show. I had it written down, but as usual, I didn't look at my notes at all. Just because I'm fly by the seat of my pants type of guy. But no, Sentinel Dad had posted on Twitter. He was listening to the DTP playlist, I guess, on a road trip. And thanks, buddy. I appreciate that. It is quite an eclectic group of songs there. And so, yeah. And so every week we add a song to it, each of us and our guest. So now we're up to 200 and some songs. On Bro.
255.
255. All right. Who would like to go first? Baroque.
I'm still debating because of our raid night and what did we get stuck on? Songs from the Presidents of the United States of America.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So I'm still going, but I think I'm going to go with Dune Buggy.
Kitty on my foot and I want to touch it. They're from Seattle, aren't they? Presidents of the United States of America?
Not sure.
I think they are.
I'll go look it up real quick.
All right.
But I'm going to go with Dune Buggy.
Them and Sir Mix-a-Lot. Dune Buggy. Okay. Top choice. Kitty on my foot and I want to touch it. All right. Stu, you look like you're deep in thought. Do you know what you want to do here?
Yeah, I know what I want to do.
Okay. Hey, whoa. Pump the brakes. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that might have been a little more aggressive than I intended. But
fuck yeah, I know what I want to do.
Honestly, it's been on my mind since... What was it, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago when we did Monster Ballads?
Is it Steel Panther?
No. No, but that I did watch that video, and that is pretty fucking crazy. Like it's the end of the world?
Oh, I cut it out of the last episode.
We're getting hammered! Tomorrow! Oh my god.
We were talking about this video, and I was like, no, I have to cut all of this out.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I cut it all out.
Yeah, that was probably for the best.
Yeah. Alright.
No, but from when we did Monster Ballads...
Alright.
And I figure because I'm wearing their shirt today, Guns N' Roses, Civil War.
Oh, that's a great song.
Right?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's actually my wife's favorite Guns N' Roses song.
She's got good taste, man. Good taste in music, good taste in husbands.
Oh, you buddy. Know. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to go. In honor of our guest. Mm-hmm. I am going with, we were listening to this, we got the Alexa this past week, right? We got it for we had our 17th wedding anniversary last weekend. My in-laws gave us an Alexa, which is perfect. I have not yet hooked up my Destiny Ghost, which I got for $9, Amazon Prime Day. Awesome. But the Alexa is amazing. I love it because it's set up in the kitchen. I just have to shout out songs. It's hooked up to my Spotify playlist. I can just play it. I could even say, hey, Alexa, play Dad Tales podcast Spotify playlist. She'll do it. But my son called out. He was like, Alexa, play Mr. Roboto. They love that song. And I love that song, too.
I am the Modern Man.
Yeah, I love how he says modern. The Modern Man. Mr. Roboto. We were jamming out to that the other day. All right. Kev, do you want to go? We'll save our guest for last.
I'm ready.
All right.
I'm going to go with the band is Magic, and the song is Rude.
Okay.
You've probably heard it before. Probably don't know the name, but you've probably heard it before.
No, I knew who that is.
It's like a reggae band.
Yeah, I had changed the words to, the chorus is Marry That Girl. And we were in the car, and I changed it to Marry That Squirrel, and I thought my kids were going to pee themselves. So now, whenever it comes on in the radio, everybody sings Marry That Squirrel. So, little inside Jesse family joke. All right, Jake. By the way, you sent me a playlist, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Oh, cool.
What would you like to add? Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I don't know if this actually... works with the general vibe of your whole playlist here.
You know what?
There is no vibe.
There is no vibe.
There is absolutely no vibe
out there with something that no one's ever heard of. Like we have a song that's produced by Marbles.
Yeah.
By the toy Marbles.
Yeah, like actual little marbles.
Actual marbles.
It's a marble machine, and it's an entire song.
Amazing.
It's a fantastic song.
It's
what's your choice?
Okay, so mine is I'll do. another robotic song.
Okay.
Do Robot Rock by Daft Punk.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Cool.
That is awesome. I was going to choose a Daft Punk song, but once we played Mr. Roboto the other day, I was like, this is going
had
on
to go
on
there. Yeah,
had to go sense. On there. All right. Awesome. All right, everybody. That has been Dad Tales Podcast Spotify playlist. Closing out the show. A couple weeks ago, you guys know on here how much I love Ralph Macchio.
Yeah.
Personal hero of mine. Growing up, Karate Kid, love those movies.
At least 3 messages a day about how much he loves Ralph Macchio.
Yeah, exactly. I've met him, got my picture taken with him. He hugged my family. I was just standing there.
Hey, Stu, what do you think he smells like? Dude, I don't care. I don't know. I don't care.
We had to talk Justin out of getting the app created where it morphs your face and Ralph Macchio's face into a, you know, blended
that might
child.
Money. This is true.
That might
you
actually
know what?
Make money.
I lost the bid on his ABC gum. Has already been chewed bubble gum, and I'm kind of upset about that. Anyway, we wanted to play, I think all the Karate Kids were on like IFC or one of those networks. So
yeah, they've been on like either IFC or AMC.
So we recorded them all. I have not watched them in quite some time. And then we watched it. And so we're watching Karate Kid. And I was like, I turned to my wife. I was like, this is garbage. It's like, this is so horrible. Like, I mean, just chunks are missing out of the movie. Like, shit doesn't make sense. It's like, Daniel was kind of being a dick there. Like, I could see why these kids don't like him. You know what I mean? Like, Dad needs a crybaby. And, like, why, when he moves to the apartment in Reseda, right?
Yeah.
And there's a kid there, and he helps him with his bike, and he says, hey, we're all going to the beach tomorrow. You want to come? He's like, yeah, sure. He literally played sports. He played soccer with these kids all day long. They had a beach party, whatever. He got his ass kicked at the beach party by Billy Zabka. And then, like, the buddy and all his friends are like, where'd you meet this loser? And they all leave him. Like, you've been playing with this guy all day. Like, he's part of your crew now. He just got his ass kicked, and you're just going to, like, call him a loser and leave? I don't know. I had a lot of problems with it. Then we moved on.
Yeah, there's things like that where you're just like, oh, they're hill people. Oh, so they can get away with, you know, beating them up.
Oh, yeah.
What?
So that brought me to, what other movies, like, have we built up in our mind as, like, these were great movies and then watch now, and they're just not great at all. But you guys have any you want to add to the list?
Oh, boy.
I'm guessing that's where the Harry and the Hendersons was going.
Yeah, Harry and the Hendersons was on my list. It wasn't near the top, but it's just funny that you brought it up, and that's kind of how this show works. Like, somebody will say something, and I'm like, I was just thinking of that.
But no, we're in each other's heads now.
Top of the list, for me at least. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Oh.
That movie is fucking atrocious. It is poorly written, poorly acted, terrible special effects, incredibly racist, just so fucking bad.
All of that. Yeah.
Oh, when you watch it, if you watch it again today, I challenge anybody out there to sit through an entire viewing without throwing up your hands at least once and going, what the fuck is this shit? Because fun fact about me, that's how I watch most movies. My wife will attest to that. Most movies are for me.
What the fuck is this shit? I'm going to start doing that now.
Unless it's got, like, superheroes or hobbits or spaceships, I probably am not interested. So.
What the fuck?
But no, that Temple of Doom was fucking garbage. And I used to love all of the Indiana Jones movies.
I haven't seen that in quite. I've seen the first one. The first one in, Raiders and Crusade are on a lot. So, I mean, I still like Crusade. Temple of Doom, I was always kind of iffy on. Raiders of the Lost Ark, I love. I mean, I think it's
Raiders is also a little bit. It's not. Yeah,
but like I think a big problem a lot of these movies have is just a lot of times the way they portray women too. Like it just is not the best.
Yeah, that's
which
true.
Is tough. You know, when I'm watching this with my daughter, And, you know, I mean, she's a woman, you know, she, you know, it just, it sucks, you know, that she is starting to realize that, you know, women are objectified in a lot of like TV shows and things like that. So a big chunk of that falls into the 80s, you know, and 90s for that matter. But another movie that we watched not too long ago that really sucked, and I actually bought, was what's the movie that Racer always gives me shit? Now I can't. The Last Starfighter. I couldn't even remember the name of it.
The Last Starfighter. Yeah, I put that one. It's like on the edge for me because it's just like they really don't go over a lot of stuff. It's just like,
oh no, and they don't really even fight. They have like one battle, and that's at the end of the movie, and they do that like death blossom thing, and then the war's over. War's over. We won.
Apparently, they just don't know how to get fighters that actually know how to do anything.
Yeah. He was like, he's the Last Starfighter. He didn't do dick. He pressed a button, and his ship spun around and spit out missiles. End of the war. And then he goes to get his girlfriend. Spoilers for, you know, the Last Starfighter, everybody.
Something movie.
At the end of the movie, he lands back on Earth, and he goes to get his girlfriend. He's like, yeah, we can never come back here. Why? He said, you got to say goodbye to your whole family. When are you coming back?
Because
we can never come back. Yeah, because reason. We can never come back. Like, you just came back here. Like, there's no war. You ended it. So now
you have to rebuild the Armada. Okay.
So many questions. I don't know. Anybody else?
I was scrolling through. I was playing around with my new TV with the Roku thing.
Oh yeah,
They have like a lot of humble old brag. Movies and stuff. Yeah, and they have a lot of old movies on there. And I came across the RoboCop series.
Oh yeah.
Oh man,
those movies are terrible. Horrible.
I'd buy that for $1.
I don't know. I still like the first one.
But like they go downhill really quick.
Yeah.
Like you watch the first one, like, oh, this isn't that bad. You watch the second one, and I'm like, really? Why? And then you hit the third one, and you're just like, no.
I think it was RoboCop 2 that was on, and I was like, I used to watch this. It's terrible.
Did you ever see the remake?
The acting? No, I haven't seen the remake.
Hey.
Any good?
Yeah, that's my reaction too. It's like,
It was a movie. Yeah, it was a movie that I watched. So the other night, I was one of those nights where I was tired. I wanted to play games. So I was like, I want to watch a movie. And I probably spent more time looking for a movie than I did watching anything. I started watching this documentary about Jim Carrey. It's called Me and Andy. About him being Andy Kaufman, and it's like all this behind the scenes footage. It was actually
I watched that too. It's really good.
It's really good, but I can only I could only take like a half an hour of it, Stu, because it's like it's so cringy in some parts where it's like I just feel bad for everybody around him. You know what I mean? So then I moved on to something else. Should I forget what I watched? And then I ended up on Buckaroo Banzai, and that is another movie where it's like, you remember that with it had Peter Weller. It's RoboCop. It made me think of it. Like Peter Weller stars as Buckaroo Banzai. It's like Buckaroo Banzai and the Fifth Dimension or something.
I've never seen that one.
It's a very 80s.
It's very, very 80s. Like Buckaroo Banzai is, he's the son of like an Asian scientist and like an American mom. He's the world's best surgeon. He's a physicist. And he has a rock band called the Tokyo Crash or something like that. I don't know. It's next amazing. It is next level bonkers. You have to watch this movie though.
There's a lot of those movies from the 80s.
And it's
or it's just like you watch it and it's like, how did I ever watch it? Like one was movie Cloak and Dagger. I don't know if you remember that one.
Oh my god, I love Cloak and Dagger with Dabney Coleman.
Yeah, but you watch it now and it's like, wow, this is really, really, really like
I love, dude. Yeah, yeah. Cloak and Dagger. That was like one of those movies that was on HBO like around the clock.
Yeah, but you go watch it now, and it's kind of just one of those.
I'd kind of like to watch it now because I don't think I understood what was happening at all when I was a kid.
Well, Dabney Coleman was like an imaginary guy, right?
He's his imaginary hero that he always played with, and But he gets saved because he actually becomes real for a moment, and the bad guy shoots him, and I'm like, why? What?
Yeah.
No idea why.
It's weird.
I have some newer ones, like Blair Witch Project.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I remember that was, like, so revolutionary. Go back and watch it now, and you're like, what the hell did I think was in this movie?
You know which one came to mind pretty quick as well was Army of Darkness?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You remember that?
With yeah. Bruce?
Yep. But, I mean, it's so...
It's over-the-top cheesy, but...
Yeah. As a kid, though, I loved that movie as a kid.
Well, that was high school. That one was awesome.
No. That wasn't high school.
Can I add one to the...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, go for it.
Absolutely. You have carte blanche. You jump in.
Yeah, actually, like, I was listening to your podcast last week, and like, you kind of mentioned this idea, but the one thing that, like, really... That was actually a shock to me when I was... When I watched it when I was more grown up, like, and Stu, you might hate this, but like, it was Batman Forever. Like,
that's a piece of junk.
Yeah, but when I was a kid, I was like, whoa, this is amazing.
Yeah, you were like,
why do I hate
Leon?
It?
That is so awesome. And now you're watching, you're like,
Stu, we all know you're a huge Batman fan.
Yeah, it also like all this. The thing I was most shocked by was how bad like all the sets.
Is that the one with the Riddler? With Jim Carrey as the Riddler? Yeah. Okay, that is putrid.
Guys are like they're using like black light to make them glow. Like you can totally tell, and everything's a soundstage. It's just like
That was the first Joel Schumacher. It was Batman. Crazy. It was not great. It was not great at all.
It aspired to be not great.
See, I was with you. Like when I was a kid, I'm like, this is so awesome and such a new take on it. And now it's like I've grown up and I've learned that's not Batman.
Yeah.
That's not how Batman works.
Yeah. Christian Bale is Batman.
Michael Keaton is Batman.
Yeah.
Christian Bale is the best Batman.
Christian Bale was so moody. He was like he was too moody, but Michael Keaton was fucking kind of crazy, a little bit unhinged.
You know what?
That's wrong. Bruce Wayne.
Adam West.
Oh, what?
Skype cut out. Adam.
I got another Adam one West, here.
I've got a bunch right here.
Michael Keaton, though, that guy, I got to tell you, man, one thing I hate is when I see stars of things when I was a kid, and then you see him now, and they have like way too much plastic surgery. Like Ray Liotta is doing some credit card commercial or something now. I think he has a show with Jennifer Lopez. Yeah. Like, Goodfellas is one of my favorite movies. I love Ray Liotta, but man, has he had way too much fucking plastic surgery.
His face is stretched.
He's only like 60. I mean, he's in his 60s. He's not that old. But Michael Keaton, it looks like he. Like, you put his face on top of, like, a barbecue grill. Like, he is fucking... He has so many... I feel bad. Like, I love the guy. But if you watch him...
You're talking Spider-Man Homecoming, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
You?
If you see him in Spider-Man Homecoming, he is fucking... He looks old. Old as shit. And you know what?
Spider-Man.
Good for him. That's the way it should be.
All right. Which Spider-Man you going to throw out there?
Okay.
All of them. No. All of them. Homecoming knows. Not Homecoming. I mean the Tobey Maguire, the three over
those
there.
Those did not hold up.
Everybody knows the third one is trash.
Yeah.
But go back and watch the first one now. You're like, what the hell? This is, it's just not good.
You mean you don't like? Weird, you don't
it
like?
It weirdly looks really old too. Like it looks like it was filmed in the early 80s. I don't know why.
It's weird because it's go back and watch something like Jurassic Park, and that dinosaur still looks good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it still looks good. But then you go back and watch something like Spider-Man 1, and it's just cheap, almost, feeling.
Yeah, see, I have a superhero movie.
It aged
I
well
used
with
to
a big
this...
Macy Gray appearance.
Yeah. No, I had Captain America from 1990. I had that on VHS. I love that movie. Yeah. You go back and watch it, and it's like, nope, this might as well just not exist. I mean,
and I don't think it did for a lot of people. I doubt many people have seen it.
Just don't. It's
like the first Fantastic Four that they did. in
the 90s. French one
and the second Fantastic Four.
Oh, any of the new, they're never gonna get
and
that
right. The third Fantastic Four,
all the Fantastic Fours. Another one that I had that was Look Who's Talking. And the fact that it had like two sequels, but you watch it and it's like, what the heck? A cab driver becomes the babysitter. What the hell is this?
I saw all of those in the movie theater. I can't lie. I love those movies.
This is one that might be a little bit Jaws. The first Jaws.
Yeah, we just watched that. I mean, it's the shark is rough. I mean, all of those movies.
The second one I think is even worse. It's like, hey, this dude who was right about the shark attack last time, he thinks it's another shark. You know what? He's wrong this time. No, the dude was the only person right last time. Don't tell him no.
I saw on Twitter today, Funkoa is making like a line of Jaws toys.
Nice.
And they look awesome. Like, fucking who doesn't want like a collectible like Hooper Jaws? Shit. There was something I was going to watch with the kids today. My wife went out to breakfast with her mom, so I was like, let's just watch some movies. What were we watching? We watched Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, like the last half of that. That movie's still good. It's still good. I mean, who wouldn't want...
When
I was a kid, I wanted to be on that set with the gigantic Lego and like big blades of grass and shit everywhere. That'd be amazing.
You felt for that aunt.
Oh, yeah, auntie. And then, so after we got done watching that, I was like, oh, I want you guys to watch this movie. We're going to watch Monster Squad. Has anybody here seen Monster Squad?
I watch that every Halloween.
Just temper your expectations here. Because it's funny, I put that in our Discord. It's like, you know, I'm thinking about watching Monster Squad with the kids. And then Gear Dad brought up an interesting point that I forgot about. He was like, prepare to be asked what virginity is, because the whole conceit of that movie is, spoilers for Monster Squad, they need a virgin to stop like the end of the world, you know, with all these monsters or whatever. And so I was like, do I really want to get into that right now? And it's a
the whole with the sister, well, it doesn't really count. What do you mean it doesn't count?
So we decided to watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Coming Out of the Shadows, or whatever the second one was. It was actually pretty funny. For what it was
cute. Yeah, for what those are, they're not bad.
Yeah.
Another one I have here was Weekend at Bernie's. Because I don't know how you can... That whole movie, like, you go think about it now, it's like, this is just a screwed up premise.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna call that one doesn't count, because you can't age poorly. If you were poor to begin with,
shitty
like
movie
that
to
movie
begin
was
with.
Just how the hell did anybody get fooled by this dead body here?
How the like, fact that they make a sequel to that?
Freaking rigor mortis setting in. The thing is just solid in one space. You know?
It was pretty funny. I saw that in the movie theaters.
Oh my god!
I saw that. I thought my grandfather used to take me to everything.
Yeah, that or the movie that I saw all over the place. One that they had everywhere that I didn't agree with was Short Circuit, but it's like they had good points. But one that I did agree with, Mannequin. That movie is just no. But I mean, yeah, no.
I like Mannequin. Mannequin 2 was a stretch. But they try to make sequels out of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not this movie. They didn't try to make a sequel out of Waterworld. You know what? So when that movie came out, I might have been like 13, 14. And I remember watching that in theaters and thinking, this wasn't that bad. I kind of liked it. Like, why does everybody think it's so shitty? I might have watched it maybe like 5, 6 years ago again, or tried to watch it. I got like 20 minutes in. I went, what the fuck is this shit again? Because, no, it's so just bad.
Good. Yeah. I'm wondering like what movies now are going to be that. Like someday, you know what I mean? That are just like not going to hold up. I mean, any movie that has like any kind of musical performance in it, you know, is you're automatically dating yourself there, especially if you're putting like somebody like a contemporary artist in it. It just never works out. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's, I don't know. It's tough, but there's, I mean, I still like these movies, but it's just, it's hard to watch some of them now. Like the last Starfighter, I think I'm pretty much done with that. I was upset that I spent $4.99 on it, and I loved that movie. Yeah, and I loved the Ernie Cline Armada, which is very similar to it. And like, I don't know. It's just,
I think it's just that they were at a point in your life was like, you know, I go back and I watch movies. Now we have this discussion at work because we all work in IT, and just a lot of those IT, like The Net, we laugh so hard at that movie. It's like, yes, because you code and put a little pie symbol in the bottom of your website and it unlocks all the government secrets.
Well, it's just like, it's like Johnny Mnemonic. Like
that was on my list.
Johnny Mnemonic's brain only held like
128 megabytes.
And this is how many years in the future? You know what I mean? Oh, it's crazy.
The only way to keep it safe is in his brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, whoa. You have to look at random pictures to unlock it.
Little SD cards goes up the nose. I don't know.
You know what actor is timeless, though?
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow. Owen Wilson.
Wow.
We finished an interesting movie. Wow.
He was on the other day.
What was he on? He hasn't made anything in a while. Well,
we go to the gym and they have a movie cardio room. So they put on a movie and you can do like the treadmill and stuff.
Oh, cool.
And Shanghai Noon was on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I can't picture watching that again.
He was pretty good in that new movie. With a little boy.
Oh, Wonder?
Wonder. Yeah. He's pretty good in that.
My kids saw that. The school took them to go see it.
Good movie.
Because one of the teachers in the school district, their son has the same disorder that the little boy does. So in order to raise money for the condition, during the school day, they actually... No, it wasn't during the school day. It was at night. Sorry. All the proceeds of all the kids going to see that movie that night went to whatever the condition is. I forget what it is, but yeah, they loved
it. That's cool.
We watched a movie last night, Annihilation, with man.
I want to see that still.
It's bonkers, and you're like you're tense the whole time. It's just one of those movies where it's just like, oh god, what the fuck?
Yeah, I gotta agree. That was a good movie.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I liked, and you know what's funny, Jake? Is for a while now since that movie came out, I've been seeing things pop up like on my YouTube homepage, like the end of Annihilation explained. So as soon as we got done watching it, because it's on Apple TV, I like went to YouTube and I clicked on one of them. We watched. I was like, yeah, I figured that out. You know, it wasn't like anything groundbreaking, but right. It was like I didn't want to spoil it for myself because I really wanted to see it. And but I recommend you guys watch it. It was really good. It was it was trippy.
Watched Philadelphia last night. That's a good movie.
Oh yeah, that's a great movie.
Yeah, Tom Hanks.
That is a good film.
It's got
It's Tom Hanks.
Probably age, okay.
You know what movie really is? It's dated, but it's still funny. Is a couple Tom Hanks movies. Big. We watched that.
Big's awesome.
We watched that last weekend. Still so good, and The Money Pit. That movie is still hysterical. When the fucking tub falls through three floors and he's like looking in that hole and he's just like, oh!
Yeah. And he's like, I remember that movie.
God, so good. But Big is great. And it's funny. We watched Big, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and Overboard. And they all have this kid. They have one kid in common. Like, Eddie Kopecky, his best friend in Big, is one of the sons in Overboard for Kurt Russell. And then he's also one of the sons in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Whoa. And those were like his three big movies. He was only
same kid.
Yeah, he was only in like a handful of things. But my wife was like, God, that guy's in everything. So I looked him up on IMDb and he was in like fucking like Murder, She Wrote episodes and Tales from the Dark Side.
Yeah, don't you always do that? Like, there's some actors you see from the 80s movies, you're like, whatever happened to them? Like, I looked up the kid who played Bastion in the first Neverending Story. Yeah, he just stopped acting in 1990
He's
or 1989.
He's a photographer now. Have you seen
him? Yeah, he's got
really long dreads. Like, it does
he does
not
all kinds
like
of
Bastion.
Other stuff, but it's he quit being an actor, and he went off and did his own thing, and won awards and stuff, and it's cool. But I mean, it's like, huh? He was one of those kids from the 80s that's like, if he was in a movie, it was a good movie.
We need a Watermelon Exo movie. That's what we need.
Oh yeah, come on, Dungeon, make it happen.
Yeah, there you go.
Who would play Watermelon Exo or voice the character? I guess
I have no idea.
I imagine when you draw it, you have a voice in your head, right? Is it your voice?
No, I don't think so. I think
it's, is it my voice? Because that would be fucking weird.
I think that's what Stu's getting at.
Your voice is too melodic and perfect. I don't know.
Wow.
No, it's probably like a Beast Boy type voice. Like,
okay,
I don't know. Like,
I can see that.
Like Teen Titans.
Yeah.
Teen Titans. Yes.
I don't know.
What's up, y'all?
Yeah. But I have no idea. I don't know.
Can you do that again, please?
Go ahead, bro.
What's up, y'all? Hey, mama. I love all his lines. He calls everyone mama.
That was nice and clean. I'll clip that. Speaking of clips, I know there's some people out there that listen to past week's episode of Potato Thumbs podcast. Man, Fluffy was laying down some gems, guys. I'm not gonna lie to you. I think at one point I sent him a message thanking him, but I didn't clip any. Fluffy, I'm giving you a reprieve. One of our friends, Jake, he has a podcast, and he just says, like, should I play it?
Yeah, go ahead and play it.
I think you should.
Give him a sample.
I want to know.
I don't know where it is. I kind of screwed myself. Here it is.
He really can just give a good ass pounding and then just go make dinner. Like, that's nothing to him.
Yeah. So he says these things, and out of context, they sound amazing, but he was just talking about his buddy Chuck playing PvP.
Oh, okay.
But in my head, listening to the show, I was like, oh, wow, that's pretty funny. Anyway, so Fluffy, you get a reprieve this week, buddy. I think they were expecting it because they kept calling out, like, oh, Justin's going to clip that one. But no.
He's done his service.
That's right. You paid your penance. So I think that's going to wrap things up for tonight. Jake, thanks so much for hanging out with us, man. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on. Even though I'm not a dad or anything, I'm a dad to a small puppy, but that's about it.
We are the dads and these are our tails. Being a dad is not required, for this show.
Thanks for having me be on this show.
No, cool. Our pleasure. If anybody doesn't know where to find you on the internet, where would they go to do that?
I think the easiest way is just my Twitter has all the things that are happening always, like with me, which is Lays Summerstone. That's my Twitter handle. And if you don't want to do Twitter, of course, I always have Watermelon Exo, which is just at watermelonexo.com.
Now, can you get the comic there?
The physical comic is sold out.
Okay,
but you can read the whole thing. It's free.
Nice.
It's a web comic, so yeah. Go check it out.
And since we were just talking about that that Destiny movie of the Watermelon Exo movie, it's time for your
that's a
Destiny
spin-off.
Question.
Oh no!
It's in the DCU. The Destiny.
It's in the DCU.
Yes.
Yeah. Jake, if they were to ever make a Destiny movie, which we're still holding out hope for.
Right.
Who would you cast as your Warlock, your Titan, and your Hunter?
Well, the people who come to mind are like, maybe some of them are getting a little old, so this might not work, but
they could be alive or
we
dead.
We don't care.
It doesn't matter at all. You can mix and match alive people.
I think for Warlock, I'd like Tilda Swinton.
Most definitely.
You know, she could have slick back hair and be all.
For sure.
In a Warlock robe, that would totally work, I think. For Hunter, I can't think of Hunter. Like, I just keep thinking Jennifer Lawrence or something. I think it's because of just Hunger Games or something, and Bo and Hunter.
Yeah, now I could kind of see.
I believe that was Katniss. My choice.
Yeah, yeah.
Little Katniss Everdeen.
And then for. For Titan, I don't know. People say shit about him, but I like Vin Diesel. So
absolutely,
yeah.
Hey, he was the voice of the Iron Giant. Enough said. Actually, and Groot.
I had to laugh. There was a part.
And he likes D&D.
Oh yeah, this is true. There was a part in the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie where Raphael has to jump out of an airplane, and he says, he's like, "What would Vin Diesel do?" And I was dying. All right, those are great choices. Yep. Awesome.
Did you guys already answer this?
Oh yeah, we've done this a long time. We do this with every single guest that comes on. One day
we'll remember my answers.
No,
neither do I. Think I remember my warlock, but that's it.
Someday you need to do like your
our ultimate
your answers
cast.
Like yeah, your 2.0 answers.
Or recaps.
My Titan was definitely Idris Elba.
Oh yeah, that's a good choice. Okay.
I forget who the others were.
See, I think I had Lucy Liu as a warlock, so yeah. You know.
That would work too. That would really work. Yeah.
This question has been around. How long has this been around? Since like the '20s.
Beginning, man. The '20s. It's been a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, we're starting.
Sarah Knightley, I think, was my warlock.
Yeah, we're running out of steam now, Jake. Sorry, you didn't get us in our prime.
Okay. Those were two amazing episodes.
Yeah, we had two great episodes. It's just been like 100. You know, this has been a good one. It's been 104 of like crap. But
you're starting to get, you know, like this is like puberty right now.
I'm feeling
we're
that.
Just coming into our own. We're going to have some squeaky voices.
I'm feeling a little funny. That's
so Jake, Destiny.
Hey guys, welcome to Destiny. Welcome to Dad Tales Podcast. I'm starting to get hair in weird places. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But yeah, thanks for having me on.
It's our pleasure. Our pleasure. We'll have to hook up and play some games sometime. Little Crucible.
Oh yeah.
I know you were a little salty about Crucible at the beginning of this week. Have you
I've come around. I went through like 20 loss in a row.
Oh.
Losing streak, and I was like going insane. I was like, "What is going on, guys?" And but I bounced back.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear it. We'll have to go hit some Crucible sometime.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. Clean that up for you.
Yeah. Baroque, where can people find you at, buddy?
You can find me all across the interwebs at Baroque Reaper.
Kev, how about you?
Boost KDV. Everywhere and anywhere.
Sugatso.
Twitter, Discord, PlayStation, Xbox, Battle.net, some variation of Stugatso.
Friendster. Don't forget the underscore. You could find us at Dad's Tales on Twitter. You can find me at JC Jesse. And that's gonna be it for this week's it's getting late. Thanks everybody for listening tonight, and be excellent to each other.
Stay fresh.
All right.
Hashtag stay fresh.
Bye guys.
I mean, nobody wants to admit to eating 9 cans of ravioli.